Thanks for being with us tonight. The Michigan Virtual University announcing that it has reached its 100,000th student enrollment after being launched in the year 2000 to provide online learning courses and resources and partnering with over 600 Michigan public and non-public schools. Dr. David Myers is MVU's Vice President for Educational Programs and Outreach with 30 years of experience in the state's K-12 education system. He joins me now to tell me more about this program. Dr. Myers, thanks for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Michael.
Now, I want to ask you first about this push right now for more of these private cyber schools in the state. When it comes to the online learning that's already going on within our school system, how extensive is it right now when it comes to the MVU, and just how many school districts are pursuing this option?
We work each year with over 500 school districts. We're currently running in the neighborhood of 20,000 enrollments, and we have some school districts that use us for one or two courses when they can't offer an advanced placement or a world language that a student might need, all the way up to districts that are purchasing 500-600 courses for their parents.
500-600 courses. It sounds like they're providing their entire curriculum online.
A lot of them use this for summer school. As you would know, summer school is not mandated in the state of Michigan, so it's a very expensive program that school districts used to offer back in the 90s and the 80s. But quite frankly, with funding the way it is today, school districts really can't offer a comprehensive summer school program, so they turned off. Where we have, about 140 online teachers working with us. All of them are Michigan certified and highly qualified.
So
the districts are very comfortable turning to us.
Are all these courses in real time? Do teachers engage with the students at a certain time of day, or are many of them simply instructionals that can be done at any pace by a student? If he wants to get through it within a short period of time, he can just read through it and take the exams and be done with it.
All of our courses are not exactly self-paced, but they're paced for the students. So students can accelerate through courses, even though they're designed for an 18-week schedule. Many students will take a shorter period of time to go through that, and sometimes the student will take a longer period of time to go through that.
When you hear advocates of cyber schools and this idea of expanding them without any limit in the state, do you think that's a good idea? Is there any drawback at all in your mind to a fully virtual school?
Well, Michigan Virtual is not fully virtual in the sense that we are a supplementary provider working with school districts. So we'll take a student and offer them one or two courses, where the cyber schools are taking the entire student and offering that student a fully online program. And you ask if we think that the quality can be as high. We'd rather see students in a blended environment where they're getting the core of their courses in a school district, and we're offering supplementary. Our teachers do not meet with the students every night. They're on call. They work every night. They're in their courses every night. But students, like you said, are working at their own pace, and the teachers are there to provide the guidance and the help necessary when the students stumble.
Are you saying then that a school that is exclusively a cyber school may, in fact, be an experience that is less than one that involves in-person, in-classroom education?
I think it's got to be studied. Cyber schools, completely cyber schools, are a relatively new phenomenon. We've been around for 12 years. We know our system works. We know the system works with school districts. Fully online cyber schools, I think that we have a cap right now. Two cyber schools and a cap on enrollment. I think there needs to be a lot of study to see how those students are doing. When those students return to their face-to-face classrooms, are they at the level that their counterparts would have been?
Well, of course, we have the studies we have now, of course, can be very contradictory depending on who's funding it. I'm talking to Dr. David Myers. He's the Vice President for Educational Programs and Outreach at the Michigan Virtual University. Now, David, the Michigan Virtual University is a private nonprofit corporation that was established by the state of Michigan. But many of these cyber and charter schools are for-profit. Do you think there is anything that could potentially compromise the quality of the education when there is a profit motive involved?
I don't think a profit motive per se makes a school either good or bad. I think the fact that there's a profit being taken out of the foundation grant that paid for the student. We need to be assured as a public that's paying for those students that the students are still getting a quality education. There's always overhead in schools. There's overhead with any school. So the profit basis isn't necessarily bad, but I think that there needs to be adequate study to find out where the resources and what resources are being devoted for kids or two kids, so that profit isn't the primary motivation of these companies that are coming into the state. There's nothing wrong with making a profit.
Well, are you
saying there is something wrong if the profit is at the expense of the kids?
Are you saying, though, that if the Michigan Virtual University was run for profit, that it would be structured differently and potentially the way that the education is provided through the MVU would maybe not be quite as good?
If we were structured differently, I really couldn't say how we would be structured. The fact that we're structured as nonprofit and that we're working with school districts, I think it's pretty good proof. Over the years, we've got about an 85% completion rate in our courses. That's very, very good. Anywhere that you look, within the cyber community or the virtual school community, that's a good rate. And I think that's because we're working with kids in their schools. We've got mentors in the schools that are working with those kids. I'm not familiar with how cyber schools are run. I am familiar with the two by name that are in the state of Michigan. I'm not saying that they're either good or bad. I think that that time is going to tell, because that's a relatively new phenomenon. We just have to make sure that we continue to study the results. Now, and there has to be some long-term study.
Some might wonder, when you have a virtual online class, how do you know students aren't cheating?
There's a lot of ways. First of all, they're just the same as in a face-to-face classroom. There is daily work, weekly work that the teachers are reviewing. And when they get a paper turned in or a test turned in that is substantially different than daily work, then there's a suspicion raised. We also use some online resources that when papers are turned in, we run those papers against some online databases to make sure that there isn't outright plagiarism.
When it comes to dropouts, high school dropouts, does the MVU offer any kind of a online GED class?
Not a GED class, but we deal with a lot of dropouts. As you might imagine, the dropout population is a difficult population to work with. We've had some moderate success. It's not at that 85% completion rate, but when you're dealing with kids that have been relatively unsuccessful in schools, when they're passing a few classes with you, that's not a bad thing.
One last thing. You have over 30 years of experience in the state's K-12 education system. The assertion that there are major flaws in the system, and it does need to be dramatically revamped, a big part being an expansion in charter schools. Do you agree with that general outlook?
Yes. Quite frankly, I agree that there needs to be more choice in public schools. I think that there are lots of good charter schools, just as there are lots of good public schools, but everybody needs to do things differently. And with the rise in virtual learning, the capacity of kids in mobile learning with mobile learning devices, everybody's got to keep pace with that.
David Myers, the Vice President for Educational Programs and Outreach at the Michigan Virtual University. David, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Michael.